members from the PR field regarding PRISM Young Judges. We've spoken to members from Campus Health regarding epilepsy and Campus Health services at UJ. And right now, we're going to get into a conversation relating to something very important to a lot of students, which is student finance, but more particularly putting focus on NSFAS. And joining us in studio is Mzwakhe from Student Finance, and he's going to help us unpack the issue surrounding NSFAS. We do know that a lot of students are facing issues with NSFAS, but Mzwakhe is here and he's going to help us unpack all of that. Mzwakhe, welcome to the Urban Brunch.
Good morning, Bulele, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Are you well?
I am good.
A bit stressed.
But I will be fine. Thank you.
So let's discuss the issues that are surrounding NSFAS. Last week on the Ego Trip, you were speaking about NSFAS funding and the funding of students and how there were some students that were unable to register because they might have had unpaid fees in the previous year. What have been the developments regarding the area of students that were funded by NSFAS or are being funded by NSFAS in 2020, but because of the backlog of finances in the previous year, they are struggling now?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bulele. Just an update. So to date, we've registered about 20,900 students.
Fantastic.
That are funded by NSFAS. On an annual basis, we enroll about 23,000.
Okay.
That are funded by NSFAS. So we are still expecting 2,000-3,000 students to register.
Yeah.
As well. I must say that the registration has been going well for NSFAS students.
Okay.
But I do, I'm aware as well that there's quite a number of challenges that students are facing in terms of registration, and particularly your senior students that are funded by NSFAS as well. So there's been different issues with regards to why are they struggling in terms of registering. One of them, the issues were those qualifications that were flagged by NSFAS, to say that they're no longer funding those qualifications and all that. So from our side, we have been engaging with the Department of Higher Education and Training.
Okay.
We have been engaging with NSFAS as well, just to provide clarity in terms of those programs. So they have agreed that for continuing students who are in these programs, they will continue to fund.
Okay.
But your new students, because these are qualifications that are being phased out, for new students, they are not going to fund any students in that category.
Okay.
So that was one of the issues. There are issues as well with regards to students who want to register using NSFAS, but they have a historic debt that is not covered by NSFAS. So we've made arrangement with the student to say, you are still required to sign the acknowledgement of debt, but you do not have to pay the 50% upfront.
Okay.
So they just need to go online and sign, and then after that we'll lift the financial block for them to register as well.
Okay.
There's also students who were funded by NSFAS last year. As you know, NSFAS requires a pass rate of 50% for students to maintain their funding as well. In these instances, there's a lot of students who did not obtain the 50% pass rate.
Sure.
So as a result, they are required to appeal to NSFAS to say, I didn't obtain the 50% because of these reasons.
Mm.
So that process unfortunately takes longer. So NSFAS will only respond after the registration is closed.
Sure.
So we are encouraging those students to come to our office. We will be able to assist them for registering. They must fill in the appeal form, but they won't be registered as a NSFAS student because remember, they have not secured NSFAS now because they didn't reach that 50% pass rate. So it's these issues that we are dealing with in the office at the moment, and we are trying as much as we can, because we also note that the closing date for the late registration is tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've made mention of some of the instances that have that NSFAS students have been struggling with.
Sure.
And the one that has had a lot of students going crazy, for lack of a better word, is the flagging of the qualifications now, seeing that from first year there was a student that was probably doing civil engineering that is now not being funded for their final year. But you have said that there are some students that have been given funding to continue because they had been registered from the beginning. But there are some students that are also finding themselves at a back and forth with NSFAS regarding that. I particularly spoke to a student, I think 2 days ago, where they were saying they are struggling with finances because their course is no longer being funded by NSFAS. What does a student in this case do if they are finding themselves on the other end of that issue where they are struggling to find assistance?
Yeah. Look, if we still have those students, I'll advise them to go to our offices.
Okay.
I mean, we have offices in all four campuses.
Okay.
So they need to go to student finance to just explain what are the issues. And it could be that it's something that does not even relate to the qualification itself.
Okay.
It could be your N+2 rules that are required by NSFAS.
Okay.
So we'll advise those students that if they're still struggling, let them come to our offices. We'll be able to assist them.
All right. And with the, if you get to a point where you're able to assist them with funding, will this include full funding, including accommodation, or will it just be for studies?
So once NSFAS approves the student as a NSFAS funded student,
okay,
they will pay for tuition, accommodation, okay, books and meals.
Okay.
So it's like your full cost grant.
Okay.
Sure.
So for students that find themselves only getting assistance after the late registration period has ended,
yeah,
what will then be the recourse for those students?
Yeah. What we have been saying to the students is that if at all possible financially, let them register on
okay
the system.
Okay.
Then once we secure NSFAS for those students, and then we can start loading the allowances, which is your accommodation, books and meals as well.
Okay.
But we do encourage them to try by all means to register just for them to be on the system.
Okay.
So that once NSFAS approves them, then we can be able to release allowances.
Is there anything that they need to submit for registration to verify that they are still on the waiting list, to say for NSFAS funding, or do they just go and explain their situation at the registration office?
Yeah, so in the past NSFAS has automated their applications and approval as well, so a student is able to go online to check their funding status.
Okay.
We do have that access as well from our side, so the student just need to present themselves in our offices and then we can check their status.
Okay.
So they don't need to bring anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I also do hear that there is accommodation that was previously funded last year that is not being funded this year by NSFAS. Do NSFAS students know of the accommodations that are being NSFAS funded for them?
So every year what we do is that we have this privately owned student accommodation that is accredited by the university.
Okay.
And this accreditation is assessed on an annual basis.
Okay.
So you might find that an accommodation that was there in 2019 is no longer part of UJ accredited accommodation. It could be different reasons on
okay
why they are not there. So what we do is that every year, beginning of the year, we publish a list of accredited
okay
properties.
Okay.
And then this information is on the UJ website where they can actually access it. So students, we encourage students to go and see which are the active private accommodation that are accredited for 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the NSFAS student allowance.
Yes.
What does this then include?
Yeah. So the NSFAS allowance is, if a student is approved for NSFAS, NSFAS will pay for their accommodation allowance. The rates are agreed between the university and the accredited properties. We also pay for their meals. We pay for their book allowance as well.
Okay.
For those students who do not have accommodation nearer and are residing maybe at home, we also pay for transport allowances.
Okay.
So the payment of these allowances is spread over 10 months. For
okay
an example. So we start paying their allowances now from February. But we do require students to sign an acknowledgement form. NSFAS start generating their contracts in March and April. So we do want students to come and sign the acknowledgement form. The reason for that is that at this stage, you find that there's lots of students that we pay for allowances, but when it's time for them to sign contracts, they
they're
delay. And any delay in terms of signing those contracts, it means the university does not get paid from the NSFAS side.
Okay.
So we encourage students to come and sign the acknowledgement the acknowledgement form. It can actually be done online. Students must just go and see our student finance webpage where they can complete the form there.
All right.
So that's the process. We'll be paying allowances from the month of February until November.
All right. I just want to give room to students that probably might have questions to ask you.
Sure.
So we're going to keep you for a little longer so
sure,
that we open the room for them. If you've got any questions relating to your NSFAS student funding, you're welcome to send them through. Tweet us at UJFM, hashtag The Urban Brunch, or give us a call on 011-559-1653 or your voice notes on 08.